powerful confidence lessons from an encounter with a cougar. So my first encounter with a mountain lion went like this. It was an unforgettable moment, but it was also unexpected, scary, and thrilling. So cougars are also called mountain lions, pumas, panthers, and catamounts. Now, the thing is, I made three really big mistakes with this cougar that taught me some very valuable lessons, which I'm going to share with you right now. I was alone. It was dusk when mountain lions are known to be the most active at dusk and dawn. The lion and I, we met as we walked towards each other on the same sidewalk. So this is really unexpected because it was in an urban setting. And we were basically one house away from each other. The mountain lion, they saw me, and then it walked inside the driveway of a house. So clearly it was somewhat trying to avoid me, which is a good sign. However, at first I thought it was a large coyote. And so I crossed the street so I could walk past it. But as soon as I crossed that driveway, it was basically walking out of it and it stopped and gazed at me. It was basically assessing if I was a threat, a prey, or an equal. If a mountain lion is less than 50 yards away and it's staring intensely at you, it could attack at any moment, right? That could happen. And I was 7 yards away, just across the street, and it was still faced towards me and staring at me intensely. So I knew this was a potentially life-threatening emergency. The wrong move could be very costly, and I had not really researched this before and how to deal with mountain lions and these types of encounters, because hey, I wasn't in any forest or any mountain. So I had to make some very quick decisions on my own. I didn't have time to consult Google or call a friend. I had seconds, and every move was being watched closely. So my heart obviously started to race. My senses became sharper, and all I could see was this lion's face and his eyes. And it felt really tense. Now here's the three big mistakes that I made and that also teach some valuable lessons. Number one, I broke eye contact with the lion after a few seconds, or I don't even know how long it was. But I was the one who broke eye contact first. Second, I turned my back towards it because I was trying to move away, but I didn't continue. I didn't walk backwards and try to move away facing it. I turned around and I couldn't see it anymore. And third, I didn't attempt to make any noise. I didn't use my voice. I didn't speak. And I didn't expand my body language. I didn't open up my jacket to triple my size. I didn't wave my arms. Luckily, there's one thing that I did right. I did not run, because running clearly would be a sign for him that I was a prey. So in panic and danger situations, our survival instincts will make us either do flight or fight mode, depending on how much power we feel in the situation. Now, in this situation, I instinctively took the flight mode. I was passive. I was weak. I acted like a prey. So I need to keep my power when in fear. That's something that I realized. Now, humans are not that different. We are constantly assessing our power compared to other people, right? And through our body language, in meetings, in encounters, in conflict, in confrontation. How do you react in a threatening situation? Fight or flight? Now, if you do encounter a threat, let's say a mountain lion, or just a normal threat in life, a confrontation that you're not comfortable with, here's a few things that you should do. So with the mountain lion, and how it applies to everyday body language behavior when dealing with other people in a tense situation. Look as large as you can. Go big in a situation where you want to look more confident and powerful. You can do that by standing up instead of sitting down, by improving your posture, by opening your arms and placing your feet shoulder width apart instead of crossed. Make noise. Speak slowly and loudly to discourage, for example, the lion's hunting instincts, right? Because you have something that most other animals don't. You have a powerful voice machine. So you can use it. When silent, you're either going to go unnoticed or you're going to be perceived by other people or others as uninterested, lacking confidence, or lower in ranking. And when you speak too fast or too softly, you could be seen as nervous and lacking confidence as well. Right? With the mountain lion, you don't want to kind of shout like crazy. You want to speak very loudly, but with control. And on the other hand, speaking slowly and loudly conveys assurance, strength, and power. Eye contact. You want to maintain eye contact, just the lion, like the lion did with me. Your eye contact is everything. Look them in the eye to display confidence, but don't stare in a fixated way at a mountain lion, because that might signal to them that you're provoking them and you're up for a fight, for a confrontation. And they might take it up. Insecure people are going to turn their eyes down or away. For example, don't look away when you meet someone or someone gives you negative feedback or give you a compliment or criticizes you. So did you know that bosses, they make more eye contact with higher performing employees than with lower, and they avoid eye contact with the lower performing ones, according to the Journal of Nonverbal Behavior in 2010. Also, never run away. That's the one thing I did right. Avoidance from hard but important conversation situations is really a sign of weakness. So if you're going to avoid it, make sure that you are intentional about it. You got to address it and say that you'd rather focus or discuss that issue later. Be open and direct about your intention rather than just fleeing the scene. Don't bend over or crouch down. Keep a positive and confident posture as you speak to others. There's a very viral video of a cougar, you know, coming and coming over towards a runner in Utah, and the cougar was just walking towards it, but it charged every time he bent over or crouched down for any reason. Don't turn away or turn your back to them. Lions, they like to attack silently from the victim's rear because that's a weaker position. It's easier for them. And in the same way, if you're, you know, when you're talking to someone, your body and feet are facing away or diagonally out from the person you're interacting with, that's signaling potentially that you're uncomfortable and avoiding the situation. Slowly create distance. If you have a problem with someone or a situation, you can also choose to create healthy boundaries. Give them a room to escape, right? So if a mountain lion feels a little bit cornered or that you want to challenge them and because you're getting close to them and they don't have an out, or, you know, you're getting too close to their cubs, they might behave aggressively to protect themselves or their cubs. And in the same way, so you got to give people the opportunity to save face and to take some time off if they're too flustered or they need some time. And fight back if attacked. If someone treats you with not respectfully, then you're going to speak up. You have to speak up. If something bothers you, then address it. Don't let it go unnoticed. Otherwise, it's going to happen again and may even get worse. Mountain lions, they usually enjoy hunting and eating deer and elk. They usually don't, very rarely, they attack humans. And when attacks do happen, the very few occasions where it does happen, it's usually because people react with prey-like behavior. So remember to keep your power. Maintain eye contact, don't turn away. Expand your body language. Here's a quote for you. Lions are born knowing they are predators. Antelopes understand that they are prey. Humans are one of the few creatures on earth given the choice. Beautiful quote, Patrick Doyle.